I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The COVID-19 crisis has introduced multiple layers of stress into our everyday lives and routines. To talk about strategies to help us manage stress during this stage of the pandemic is Dr. Rochelle Hansen. She's a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in the treatment of trauma, and she's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Hansen, as a longtime mental health professional, what would you like listeners to know or to understand about stress during the pandemic?
So many people are continuing to have a lot of fear and anxiety related to the pandemic, especially since this has been going on such a long time. One of the reasons why anxiety and feelings of distress may be heightened is the fact that we continue to be dealing with a lot of uncertainty. So, for example, when will the vaccine be available to everyone? How long do I continue to need to be concerned about myself, about my family, about others that I care about? And the good news to remember is that there are effective and healthy ways to manage this ongoing stress.
And what is the impact if we don't really manage it or if we don't pay attention to it? How does it creep into our lives?
So stress takes a great toll on us physically as well as emotionally. It can actually wear our bodies down. It can cause us to be more susceptible to getting sick. It can cause people to either eat more or eat less. Stress can really negatively affect our ability to fall asleep. And that's one of the worst times for ruminating and thinking about all the things that are causing us to feel really worried and concerned.
What can we do, Dr. Hansen, as individuals to manage stress as it crops up just every day in our lives?
So the first thing is to remember that there are some really healthy, adaptive ways to cope. Get outside, engage in exercise, spend a few minutes every day in some type of meditation exercise. Also, listen to the experts, believe in science, and continue to practice safety precautions that have been recommended, such as wearing masks, maintaining the recommended physical distancing. And don't forget, physical distance doesn't mean socially distanced. So don't forget about the importance of those healthy connections with others.
And what about our thoughts or our attitude or our way of thinking? Is that potentially a help for us getting through these stressful times?
So remember that the way we think about something impacts the way that we feel and the way that we behave. So one of the ways to address that is, first of all, to really make sure that you're relying on reliable sources of information and also not spending too much time during the day, you know, looking at the news and obsessing over what you're reading on the news. Also, paying attention and focusing on what you can versus cannot control. Worrying about something isn't going to change the outcome, and all it does is keep you from being able to really enjoy the things in the moment. And this may be a good time to try a new project or something that really can get you feeling good about yourself and closer to others.
Dr. Hansen, thanks for providing this information about managing stress during the pandemic.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.